Hello, it's Lisa and Pete with a catch-up.
Apparently the flu going around is the worst one on record. Dr. Andrew Rochford gave us some tips on how to avoid it, plus what to do if you're unlucky enough to catch it.
And following the story of the lady in North Fremantle who avoided death because, wait for it, she moved to the passenger side in her car to light her cigarette seconds before a wall crushed the driver's side. We wanted to hear your near misses, Perth.
And our friend Justin Hamilton has soft hands and he's very proud of it. So, admits he would never be a good contestant on the block. But he watched it and reviewed it and you can hear it here.
Lisa and Pete, they're like family. Look after your family and loved ones with a prepaid funeral from Perth. Purslow and Chipper Funerals. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
It's our pleasure to welcome Dr. Andrew Rochford to Lisa and Pete. Hello, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you guys?
We do not mean this literally. Now, it's just been days since we spoke to you about your book, The Reality Check, a book for men. Does it have a chapter about man flu?
Yeah. No, I talk about the fact that men may, you know.
Well, it seems that they suffer it like
childbirth. Come down a little harder.
Well, the whole country is coming down hard at the moment. Apparently, Australia has been hit by the worst flu outbreak for a long time, maybe even on record.
That's what they're saying. I mean, they're saying the last month there's been 30,000 recorded cases, and 30,000 recorded cases is probably just a drop in the ocean of how many people have actually got it.
Oh, absolutely.
And we're not talking about people with a cold. We're talking about actual influenza.
Can you just clarify the difference between the two, Dr. Rochford?
If you need somebody to tell you the difference between the cold and the flu, you've never had the flu.
That's what I say. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, you'd get a cold and it would be over in 3 days. Now, albeit, they can linger longer these days, but if you've got the flu, you know about it.
Yeah, and I mean, there are colds out there that are horrible. They can put people in bed for four or 5 days and feel rubbish. But when you get actual influenza, that's the moment that, you know, you spend your entire kind of 7 days in bed moaning and groaning, rolling around going, I have never actually had the flu.
Men and women.
Men and women. I think that we're seeing more of it. Obviously, the flu vaccine, and still encouraging everybody, it's not too late to get the flu vaccine. And my family's been struck down with the flu.
Yeah.
As much as the flu vaccine is covering for most of the strains, not covering for all of them, but that's just the nature of viruses, unfortunately. They change, they mutate, and we try to keep up as quickly as we can. But the best thing you can do for yourself and your family, especially the old and the young, is to get vaccinated.
Yep.
So, Dr. Andrew, there might be a few people out there who might point the finger at the anti-vaxxers and their campaign. Might that, you know, the rise of that have anything to do with there being a considerable rise in the amount of flu cases that are out there?
Well, influenza, you know, comes, it's a seasonal thing and it changes and, you know, we have a really, really bad year and then next year might not be so bad. And a lot of it's to do with seasonal, you know, the way that the dryness and the dampness and a whole bunch of other things that can mean you're going to have a bad flu season. I'm never going to use any excuse to go lightly on anti-vaxxers. I mean, that's just something that obviously in my training and in, you know, my background is that we can't be having anybody talking about the negatives of vaccines when we know how many lives they save and how many diseases that we don't have because of them. Mm-hmm. Obviously, vaccines have their risk, like everything in medicine. We can't blame them all for this latest outbreak, but I think we need to encourage more and more people to get the vaccine because the flu makes most of us very unwell, but it kills other people. I mean, the elderly and
especially the elderly die from it. Yeah. Do you think, are there some things that we can do that are sort of some, apart from vaccination, some old school things? Like, I notice a lot of people really shut themselves in when it's cold and so on. Is there something to be said for actually opening a window, getting some fresh air, flushing out the old air, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. So things that, that kill the virus, so any virus lives for a certain period of time on a surface. So if somebody coughs into their hand or sneezes and then grabs a handrail or a doorknob, it survives on there for an ATM.
Yeah.
If you shake someone's hand, it survives for a period of time. Things that kill the outside of the virus and make it so it doesn't get passed on, things like sunlight, obviously disinfectants, cleaning your hands, washing your hands is, you know, on top of vaccination is probably the number one thing that we should all be doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you are sick, It's one of those fascinating things that if you go to countries like Japan, where the people that are sick wear the masks, you know, here we do such a great job of spreading it around by just coughing into the air and getting on public transport and going to work. And I encourage people that are genuinely unwell, you need to stay away from other people.
You don't go to work. You're not being a hero. You're actually spreading it around. Yeah.
Exactly. And if you feel bad about taking days off when you're genuinely sick, you need to think about when you're taking days off when you're not genuinely
sick. Save it for when you are.
You'll need it, exactly.
So there you go. The message is take a day off.
Believe me, you won't be able to get up and go to work if you've really got the flu, exactly. To be honest.
Dr. Andrew Roachford, a pleasure, mate. Thank you very much for the information, as always.
As always, guys, anytime.
And love to your kids, the poor little tackers.
Oh, God. Oh. Yeah.
You're the expert. You know what to do.
Great doctor for other people, also great for my family.
Yeah. Thanks, Dr. Roachford.
Cheers, guys.
Bye.
This is just an incredible story, Lise.
One of those.
Now, you probably would have seen all the pictures and the videos of the news over the last 24 hours about the North Fremantle site where, because of the storms that we've had here in Perth the last sort of week or so, the bricks started coming down. They were crushing cars.
At the Matilda Bay building. And some more have come down today, Pete, too, I might add, but the scaffolding they put up or the barrier fence has saved us this time.
Wow, unreal. And look, for one particular woman who was in that car park, it's been an incredible story. In fact, Rebecca Johns from Channel 9 broke down the details of that story. Have a listen.
Witnesses have told us she was actually sitting in the driver's seat trying to light a cigarette. Because the wind was blowing so strongly, she actually crawled into the passenger seat. Now, witnesses say had she still been sitting in her driver's seat, she may not be alive to tell her story.
That is...
wow.
Amazing.
It is amazing.
I mean, I'd love to go with the line of, you know, had she still not been sitting in her driver's seat, she might not be alive today. But I'm almost inclined to go, had she not been trying to light a cigarette successfully, she might not be alive today, which is ironic in itself. But
very.
Wow,
these things happen.
What a near miss.
An incredible near miss.
So 133353. We want to talk to you about your near misses.
Yes, especially if it was when something bad for you saved your life.
Near misses?
Nolene in Dwelling Up, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What was your near miss?
Good. I was going back a few years now, probably about 15 years ago. I was taking the boss's mum home after work about 11:30 at night. Torrential rain, really dark.
Yep.
Come over the hill through Lansdowne. She said to me, oh, there was a big puddle on the road earlier, so be careful. So I slowed down. The time that I slowed down, a truck went right through a stop sign. Right in front of us, and my car actually shook. So had I not slowed down at that split second, we just would have been T-boned and cleaned up.
Both gone.
And got to the other side of that, and we just pulled over in the car, and it was just like...
wow.
Just our eyes.
You do, you have a moment, don't you? What car were you driving? Do you remember what the model and make and whatnot?
It's
a tiny little thing?
No,
it's not a proper car.
But nothing to take on a truck going through a stop sign, I imagine.
Nothing to take on a truck
in the rain.
No, it's 11 o'clock at night. No, nothing to...
whoa.
Nothing that big. Yes.
Wow,
that's why
unreal.
She was the boss's mum. She was clever.
Yeah, that was a real eye-opener.
I hope you got a raise because you saved his mum or her mum. Thanks, Nolene.
Thank you.
Melissa in Morley, what is your near miss?
I nearly lost an eye while I was studying martial arts.
Really?
Yeah, it was a very heavy training session. Yeah. Lots of people, probably too small a room. Very near the end. We're literally about to bow out and I could feel myself about to faint. I put my hand up to say, nope, I'm going to pass out. And I end up, instead of making like a tree, falling backwards, staggering across the room, face planting a door and literally hitting those bolts that keep it stuck closed.
Oh,
yeah.
Instead of hitting my eye, it hit right onto the cheekbone. I literally have a spot that's still tender when I touch it.
You are like a ninja. Wow. That is amazing. Very lucky. And it must have been interesting to see too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was literally out of it as I was staggering across the room. So I have no memory of this. Except
wow.
That is
class over. Thanks, Melissa. Darren in Mandurah, what's your near miss?
Hey, Lise. Hey, Pete. How you going?
Good. Good. Thanks, mate.
Well, I reckon if I was a cat, I'd be just about out of life.
Oh, really? Yeah.
But mine's a little different. Mine's not a... The one I'm going to tell you is not a near-death miss. It was a near-emotional death miss.
Right.
September 2006, as I had been for many years, I was an official with CAMS as a race official on rally.
Yeah.
And back in September 2006, Targa West Rally, we unfortunately lost Peter Brock.
Yes.
I'm a mad keen Brock fan. He's basically family. If I had not been allowed out of work, had I been allowed out of work that day, I would have been stationed on the corner that accident happened.
Really?
And I'm not entirely sure that I'd be able to talk today.
No.
Yeah, that was more of an emotional near miss.
Oh, because you would have been right first one on the scene of your hero.
Oh,
not
wow.
good.
No, definitely not good. Plenty of others to tell, but thankfully I'm still here.
Isn't it weird the way the world works sometimes, Darren?
Yeah.
I was pretty annoyed on the day because I felt like I was letting the team down. But
yep.
I'm going to say I'm bloody glad that I didn't get there.
Yeah. Thanks, Darren.
Thanks, Darren.
See ya.
Please be advised the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just Talkin' Telly, this is Justin Hamilton, Talkin' Telly.
Justin, it's a mixed bag on telly again at the moment, but definitely dominated by the reality shows.
Oh, dominated. And the top of the pyramid is The Block at the moment. That seems to be about the only TV show that people keep tuning in for. So they're definitely doing something right. Now, I have to say up front, one of the things I'm most proud of is that if you held my hands, you would either be thoroughly impressed at how soft they are or you'd be completely creeped out by how soft they are. And I have... I don't lift bricks. I don't know what a corner is.
You don't have to.
If I had to waterproof a bathroom, I would just turn off the taps. Like, I have no idea what I'm doing. And when I watch The Block, it's like watching a show that's come from the Ukraine, where you sit there and you appreciate all those people living that life, but you have no idea what they're talking about and you're not quite certain what they're getting excited about as well. And it's a lot of situations where they just wake up one day and their whole day is ruined because the corners weren't glued in properly.
Mm.
And the closest I can come to is waking up and going, oh no, the leg fell off my spaceship that was made out of Lego. Also, I've always been one of those people who does his best to avoid sitting at tables with people doing renos because, to be brutally honest, I don't care why you bought that Guatemalan drum because you thought it would really make your lounge room sing. Like, I'm just not into that kind of stuff. And you know, I once was at a party where I swear to God, we spent 2 hours going through the different prices for different types of tiles. I tried to take my own life by swallowing one of those tiles without chewing. And anyway, but so sometimes watching this show, I get flashes of those rare times I've been caught at a dinner table and think, oh my Lord, that person not only wants to talk about pergolas, but probably knows how to spell it correctly as well. It's one of those shows that I know it's not made for me, but I think it's made really well. I'm guessing that the people on The Block would have no interest in the things that I'm interested in. Like, I'm sure if I sat down and tried to explain to them why the character development in Dunkirk is second to none and has an air of subtlety that you don't find in regular blockbusters, I'm sure they'd get a tile and try to, I don't know, get it out of my throat.
And tell you what you should have done to keep the boat afloat.
Right. I respect that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When it's coming directed straight into my eyeballs and into my brain, they're speaking a language that I don't really understand. But they do it well, and it's mega popular, and heaps of people like it, and I reckon if you're into it, you're into it. Mm. So The Block, Channel 9, 7:30 p.m., Sunday to Wednesday. Two thumbs hoping to not be struck by a hammer.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete aren't just made in Perth, they're local legends. Nominate a real local legend in your community to say thanks. See the Perslow and Tipper Funeral website to find out more.